It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, April 9th, 2018. It's the birthday of French poet Charles-Pierre Baudelaire, born in Paris in 1821. He remains best known today for his controversial volume of verses, Les Fleurs du Mal, The Flowers of Evil. Already established as a poet, having published his first work in 1845, Les Fleurs du Mal appeared in 1857 and shocked the public with its exploration of themes such as sex, death, depression, urban corruption, lost innocence, and alcoholism, which not only gained him loyal followers among a new generation of readers, but also garnered controversy. The courts punished Baudelaire, his publisher, and the book's printer for offending public morality, and as such suppressed six of the poems. His father, François, was a senior civil servant and amateur artist who died in 1827 when his son was only 6 years old. As a young man, Baudelaire studied law but was dissatisfied with his choice of a profession. After that, he began to drink and ran up considerable debts. Upon attaining his law degree in 1839, he chose not to pursue law after all, to his mother's chagrin, and turned to a career in literature instead. In 1841, his stepfather, a prominent ambassador, sent him on a voyage to India in an effort to redirect his energy. The themes of the sea, sailing, and exotic ports that appeared in his later poetry were largely inspired by this experience. Upon his return to Paris, Baudelaire became friends with other authors and artists. Baudelaire soon began to publish, and his first work was an 1845 art review, which attracted immediate attention. Many of his critical opinions were bold and prophetic. He also struggled with poor health and pressing debts throughout his adult life. He moved frequently to escape creditors, making it difficult to devote himself to any one project for very long. However, he did manage to produce translations of stories by Edgar Allan Poe, whose work he greatly admired, as well as compose the poems for which he would eventually become celebrated, or, as many said at the time, notorious. Despite the controversy inspired by his best-known work, many notables of the era, including Gustave Flaubert and Victor Hugo, rallied behind Baudelaire and condemned the decision to ban some of the poems in the collection. Today, those poems and their famous author are held in high regard. The book helped to create an appreciation for new literary art forms, bring once controversial issues out of the dark, and create a search for truth among writers and readers alike. By 1859, Baudelaire was suffering from a number of chronic conditions, brought on by stress and his long-term use of laudanum, a form of opium. Eventually, financial difficulties drove him to leave home. In 1864, he departed for Belgium, hoping to raise enough money to clear his debts. He suffered a massive stroke in 1866. The final months of his life were spent in a semi-paralyzed state in Paris, where he died on August 31, 1867, at age 46. The Voyage, one of his last poems, ends with these lines. O death, old captain, it is time. Weigh anchor. This land wearies us, O death. Take flight. If the sky and sea are dark as ink's black rancor, our hearts, as you must know, are filled with light. We yearn, it's true, to plunge into the unknown's depths, to find the new. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 9th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year. Thanks for listening to the Reader's Notebook on WMKY. The station is currently conducting its spring fundraiser and membership drive. If you enjoy programs like the Reader's Notebook, I ask you to consider making a financial gift of any amount to support the station. Call the friendly phone volunteers at 606-783-2001 or go online at wmky.org.